Romans 2:25-29. Outward religion or inner reality? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, thank you for your word and for your presence with us. Thank you for your father heart of love for us. We ask that you would give us good gifts through your word today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. This short verse should give us insight into God's will and God's ways. However, we tend to keep looking through the human lens of appearance, human appearance and human approval. In this passage, Paul made statements that challenged Jewish thinking to the core. What he said was so radical that I'm sure he was accused of being a heretic. I think if we understand what Paul is saying in these verses, it will also challenge and shake some of our core beliefs and perspectives. Let's begin by reading verse 25. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If a man who is not circumcised keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? The one who is physically uncircumcised yet keeps the law will condemn you who, even though you have written code in circumcision, are a lawbreaker. Meditation question. How do religious rites and ceremonies lose their meaning? Give examples. Circumcision is one of the most important religious rites for Jewish people. It is a badge of membership in the Mosaic system and proof of being a true Jew. It was a sign of being Jewish. Paul said in these verses, however, that physical circumcision by itself has no merit or value at all. Religious forms that were given to have spiritual meaning and spiritual value can become empty and profane. These words would have been very hard for Jewish people to accept. It threatens their core beliefs and traditions. Paul said that circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you are the same as being uncircumcised. Circumcision has no meaning or value if your life does not match what you say you believe. Paul went on to say that a person who is physically circumcised but keeps the law will condemn or expose people who have the law and are circumcised, but who do not follow God's law. This was unthinkable and extremely challenging for Jewish people to think that the rite of circumcision could be just an empty religious ritual. I believe that Paul would say the same thing about many of our Christian forms and practices today. For example, baptism is an important sacrament of the church if it expresses the true work of God in someone's heart. However, baptism can just be an empty religious ceremony. Many people think that they are true believers because they have been baptized or because they are members of a church. Neither can save a person if they do not have true faith. Baptism and other outward forms have meaning and value if they express what God has done in the heart. If they are just ceremonies or rituals, they have no value at all. For example, if a wife loses her wedding ring, it does not mean that she is not married anymore. The ring is a sign and a symbol of a more important reality. Marriage is more than the wedding ring. Further, if a man or woman has a wedding ring and is unfaithful to their spouse, the ring is not only empty, but it is shameful because the unfaithful spouse contradicts the intended meaning of the ring. The ring becomes a symbol of disgrace because one partner did not live up to the intended commitment of the ring. This is what Paul meant when he said a man's circumcision becomes uncircumcision if he breaks the law. The prophet Jeremiah said that the Lord would punish those who are circumcised yet uncircumcised. This is found in Jeremiah 9:25-26. He said that Israel was uncircumcised of heart. To repeat from 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Thus Paul said that if a man is not circumcised but keeps the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? God is looking for heart transformation, not the observance of religious rules and rituals. Verse 28, a man is not a Jew because he is one outwardly, nor is circumcision only outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew because he is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise does not come from men, but from God. Meditation question. What is the essence of being a true Jew? What is circumcision of the heart? Paul's words in verses 28 and 29 completely contradicted Jewish thinking. He was challenging their basic definition of what it means to be a Jew. He said that being a Jew physically does not make you a true Jew. He said, nor is circumcision outward and physical. Paul said that circumcision and being a Jew is a matter of the heart, not the written code. This would have been very hard to swallow for Jewish people in the first century. The outward ceremony of circumcision, as prescribed in the law, does not change the heart. The Spirit of God does true circumcision in our hearts. It says, such a man's praise does not come from men, but from God. True circumcision is not done to please people, but to please the Lord. Remember Paul's theme in Romans is the righteousness of God by faith. He describes the depth of mankind's sinfulness in chapters 1 to 3, as we have pointed out, and Paul emphasizes that righteousness is not attained through outward ceremony or religious rules. True righteousness means that one's heart and entire being are transformed from the inside out. It is not about observing outward rules, but about heart transformation. Many passages in the Bible talk about the heart. Here are a few. 1 Samuel 16:7, which I've already quoted. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Even Moses talked about the circumcision of the heart. He wrote in Deuteronomy 10:16, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked. In Deuteronomy 30:6, Moses said, the Lord will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and all your soul and live. Well, this is a powerful verse. We need heart circumcision to love the Lord with all of our hearts. True circumcision is heart surgery. Our old life, ruled by the sinful nature, is cut away and replaced with a new heart. The old sin nature is replaced by the Spirit of Christ living in us. This is the meaning of circumcision. It's a transformation of the inner being. The main commandment is to love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, and mind. We need ongoing heart surgery, heart circumcision, to love God with all of our being so that the old nature no longer controls us, but we live by the Spirit of God living in us. Our values and focus are now on living in love relationship with him. Let's pray. Father, we don't want to just follow religious rules and rituals. We want to know you and to please you. We want you to do heart surgery and to remove whatever does not please you so that we may love you and serve you with all of our heart and soul. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.